بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter, in the prohibition of making photos, taking photos, etc., keeping them, etc. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion returned from a safar, from a journey. وَقَدْ سَتَرْتُ سَحْوَةً لِي بِقِرَامٍ فِيهِ تَمَاثِيلٍ. And I had put a parda, a curtain, on my porch in which there were images, there were photos of animate objects in that parda, in that curtain. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَلَوَّنَ وَجْهُهُ. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this, his face changed color. He became very angry and upset. وَقَالَ, and he said, يَا عَائِشَةُ, O Aisha, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الَّذِينَ يُضَاهُونَ بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. That, O Aisha, the people with the most severest punishment by Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who make things like the creation of Allah, like they are copying the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. They will get the severest punishment. And this making a photo of an animate, of a living thing, is like making something which Allah Ta'ala, which Allah alone exclusively does. And we make that. And as explained previously, this is all types of photography. The ulama differ that if it is digital photography, they don't call it a photo. They say it's not a photo. But if it's not a photo, then what is it? If it's not a picture, then what is it? It's not how it's made, it is what is made. Just like liquor, or for example, pigs, swine. We say that it is haram because they are very dirty. Now if some farmer keeps them in very clean conditions, as nowadays they do, then it doesn't mean now that the pig is halal, because now it's no more dirty, it's still halal, it's still haram. In the same way, how pictures are made, they are haram. It doesn't matter how they are made. This hadith teaches us that the images of animate objects should not be kept or used for decorative purposes. And this is even worse when these photos are kept hung up in the house, or they are put under the dressing table, glass, etc. For display, they are put. Or they even just newspapers, etc., which are left open in the house, and there are pictures of animate objects, that also should not be the case. Where we have to keep photos, like passports, ID cards, that should be also covered and kept away. It shouldn't be left open. Money also, which has got pictures on it nowadays, that money shouldn't be left open also, it should be covered. The prohibition is even greater when such images are hung up or placed in a frame as a form of honor or respect. Many people today, one time we were having lunch, and next to me was also one senior alim of that place, and on his ski ring he had a photo which looked like most probably of his wife, quite a big photo. And to advertise like this and having the photos on the key rings, etc., this is totally haram. Or on the cell phone, today we keep photos of our babies, etc., or even of the wife, or we hang up the pictures of the babies in the house, etc., or we have an album, photo album. This all should be destroyed. It is haram to keep this. Ulama have stated that the maker of an image will be punished as well as the end user, because such objects are produced due to the demand for them. The maker of it also, and those people who bring in the market the demand for those pictures, they also will be punished. And then we can imagine how much more severe this punishment is when it is done right in front of the Kaaba Sharif, when it is done right in front of Rauza Mubarak. The amount of disrespect also, and at the same time, what a terrible punishment where the sins are multiplied so much. When the good deeds are multiplied in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the sin is also multiplied so much. If an image was produced in any way, it should be destroyed in such a manner that no form of the living being remains. Another point that we learn from this hadith also is that a believer should express his anger when the command of Allah Ta'ala is violated. Today, normally, for dunya's things, if somebody pumps the car, or somebody breaks a cup, or something, we get angry. But a person doesn't get up for Fajr, is wearing un-Islamic clothes, we haven't got anything to say. Somebody makes a birthday party, we've got nothing to say. But when the laws of Allah Ta'ala are broken, we say nothing. And when dunya, our nuqsan, some takes place, then we get very cross and angry on that. That's not the sign of a mu'min. Mu'min, his most dearest and cherished things must be his deen. And if any harm comes in the deen, by the wife, by the husband, by the children, then anger should be shown, and that doesn't show bad akhlaq at all. If you are walking somewhere and somebody interferes with your wife, you say, I must have good akhlaq, and you keep on smiling, and you do nothing about it. That person is out of his mind. At that time, your anger should be expressed. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying كل مصور في النار everyone who took photos made pictures they will be in the fire of Jahannam يجعل له بكل سورة صورها نفسه And for every picture that he made of an animate living thing, whether it's a human being, whether it's an animal, in Jahannam, that picture, that photo will be given life. And then, فَيُعَذِّبْهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ And it will punish him in Jahannam. You made me, and you were copying Allah Ta'ala's creation. And that same photo will now punish that person. فَإِنْ كُنْتَ لَابُدَّ فَاعِلًا Hazrat ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if you really have got this desire in you to make pictures, then فَاسْنَعِ الشَّجَرُ وَمَا لَا رُوحَ فِيهِ Then make the picture if you're an artist and you are just talented and gifted to be an artist, then draw mountains, draw the sea, draw scenery, etc. Things that haven't got life in them, stones, rocks, etc. But the things that have got life, don't make those pictures. In the same way, if you got a great desire to take photos, you're a photographer, and you want to just capture all pictures, take pictures of scenery, etc., things in which there is no life of anything. This hadith teaches us that the more pictures one has made in this world, the more severely one will be punished in the year after. And today, unfortunately, for anything, we just take on our phones, pictures of the children playing, of anyone. Anytime people are just in the habit, the children take the phone, they take pictures of anyone and everyone. This is a very, very severe punishment for this. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if you have to do so, you make trees and objects which are inanimate. This hadith teaches us the more pictures one has made in this world, the more severely one will be punished in the year after. Ulama state that while forming pictures of inanimate objects is permissible, that is, things that haven't got life in them, mountains, the trees, the sea, scenery, etc. But at the same time, if it is done unnecessarily, it is makruh, because it is an act of futility. There is no benefit in it. It is makruh. However, if somebody's living is by photography and he takes photos of things that haven't got life in them, that will be quite in order. For he's an artist and he draws pictures of things that haven't got life and he lives by it. But just to make it a hobby and a pastime, that also our time we are in this world to prepare for the akhirat, not wasting our time in these useless pursuits. On that we can also understand just going fishing just for the fun of it is also not permissible. If we are going fishing and we eat the fish or we sell the fish, we make it a source of income, then it's all right. But even just to take the life, fishing, hunting, just as fun and as a sport, that also is not permissible. Wow.